It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Camden LaFever.
Right, here's Cam LaFever leading off. This is the minor league finals here in Fort Recovery, the Little League. Doing the pitching is Owen Lamb for Team Purple. Finals of the minor league here at beautiful Fort Recovery Park. I'm here with Mr. Neil Spencer running the board.
Yep, we're supposed to be joined a little later by Harold Feely.
He's coming.
He's got a CPR class, I think.
Yeah, he's like coming. That. I just talked to him. So.
Yep.
Lamy with the pitch. That's a little high. We enjoy bringing you the finals here, folks, and we enjoy supporting the Little League. Big crowd on hand watching them. Both sides of the out in the outfield. It's all full. You got to love it. That ball's high. Two balls and a strike.
The Major League
Owen
Final.
Owen Lamb. And if I was betting, looking around there, I'm trying to figure out who Owen's dad is. My guess is.
You're right.
Ryan Lamb.
Yep.
I would bet.
Yep. I think they have that on this sheet here somewhere, but we haven't had time to study it.
Ball's a little inside. Cam LaFever. Cam has got to be.
Yep. Ryan and
Cam. I'm going to say Cam is.
Yeah.
No doubter.
That's Greg and
Greg's kid.
Tony's. Yep. Yep.
Greg and Tony.
He's one of my buddies.
Is he?
Yeah. He's. Every time he sees me, we carry on almost an adult conversation. He's, yeah,
he's starting to get a little. Way higher than yours.
Yes.
There's a fly ball center field, and it drops in there for a base hit. LaFever makes the turn, and he is in at first with a leadoff single.
By LaFever brings up Crew.
Here's Crew Fortkamp. Crew is the son of Susie and Brian.
Yep. Recognized him pretty easy. He's at all the games that were.
Crew's got two batting gloves on, hitting gloves. And I would guess he's the biggest kid in here. He's popped it straight back out of play.
Yep.
Good cut.
Cut.
Grant Pearson
one hop on
deck.
The car.
Big Crew. Waves that bat around. Lamy gets a sign from his catcher. And the 0-1 pitch. Fly ball, right field, trouble. Drops in there, and it gets past the right fielder. LaFever around second, going to third. Crew's going into second with a stand-up double. And the black team with two on and nobody.
Ooh, got him in a pickle. Nope.
And a shout-out to right field by
so,
Crew.
Crew gets a double.
Grant.
Here's Grant Pearson with Briar Luthold on deck. Left-handed hitting Pearson. Grant is the son of, looks like Trent Pearson. His wife, Stacy. I'm sure they're here enjoying this and rooting on their little fella. Lamy gets a sign from his catcher. And a pitch, swing and a miss. Good pitch. Good cut by Pearson. Waves that big green bat around, number 33. Lamy with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Another good pitch. Pearson. One down the hole, one ball, two strikes. No score here in the top of the first. Two on, nobody out. Lamy gets a pitch. Got him looking. Good pitch, Lamy. Pearson strikes out looking for the runner remains on second, third. Here's Briar Luthold.
And that brings up the four hitter, Briar.
Briar is Mitch and Tammy's. Good cut, kiddo. Swinging a miss, but he took a good rip at it. Lamy's battling here. The finals of the minor league tournament here.
I think this is major.
Triso, major league. Yep. All right. There's a flare foul caught by one of the coaches down there. 0-2.
Yep, that was Lammy.
Breyer waves that red bat around. Lammy gets a sign from his catcher. Black team needs a base hit. And they get one. Base hit left field. Ball is hit hard. Lefevre scores. Here comes Fort Camp. He's going to score. Oh, he falls. But he gets in there anyway. Good hustle. Nice hit. And that's Breyer Luthel with a base hit and two RBIs. And the black team takes a 2-0 lead.
That brings up three.
Swing and a miss. Here's Reed Wellman. Reed is the... Is that Mark Wellman? Yeah, Mark and Keisha.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
But oh, that no, might be
that's
Brent.
Gavin. That's Gavin
yeah,
Wellman.
Yeah, Brent. Brent and... now I see his face. It's Brent.
I know.
Yeah, I can't think of her first name. Dawn. Not Brent. Yeah, it is Brent. Yeah, Brent. Wilman and Don.
That is correct, Brent and Don. One ball, two strikes. Reed, good looking little guy. Waves that bat around. Hope he don't hit like Grandpa Rat. That ball's low. Riley Pose doing your umpiring. Lammy with a sign in the pitch. Ground ball, second base, and into center field, a base hit. He takes a big turn. He's going to go into second. And he's in there with a double. Reed Wellman with a double, and now the black team now have him on second and third with only one out. And here's Ethan Schmitz.
That brings up Ethan.
Smitty is, there's a foul back. His dad's down here coaching at first base, Greg Schmitz. Mom Julie. Big kid. Looks like a hitter. Ooh, out in front of it. Good pitch by Lammy. 0-2.
Fooled him a little.
Smitty waves that bat around. Lammy gets a sign. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. High cheese. So that's two outs now. Runners at second, third. Here's Tony Evers.
Brings up Tony.
Tracy and Joe. That ball's outside for a ball. Two runs in here for Team Black. Here in the Major League Finals of Friso. Looks like Brent Wellman's down there coaching third. Greg Schmitz at first. There's a good pitch for a strike. 1-1. Lammy's did a good job battling here in the first. We got a big at bat here with two on in scoring position. Outside, good eye. Two balls and a strike. Pretty good night for baseball. What do you think, Spencer?
Yeah, it's beautiful. This is about as good as you could get.
Yep, I agree.
A little bit of overcast, so the sun isn't bothering anybody, and
outside, 3-1.
Little bit of a breeze, about 80 degrees, I guess. About as nice as you could ask for.
Yep. Hi. You got a little slusher.
No, I need gum.
Oh, you need a piece of gum? Okay. You guys hang around here, okay? If you're going to go play, you let me know. Good pitch. Full count. You going to do the park?
Yeah.
Where's Lane at? He's playing at the park? Okay, with your friends? Okay. You guys don't go anywhere else but the park, okay? All right.
keep going on there.
Okay, that's fine. Just make sure you don't go over. Swing and a miss. In the inning, the black team gets two runs on four base hits. They leave two on. And after half inning, Team Black leads it 2-0.
It's grilling season, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need for your cookout during their No Limit Meat Sale. They have great prices on all their well-trimmed steaks, and looser patty ground chuck is only $2.99 a pound. Swaggerty's brats are $3.99 a package. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and one-pound salmon fillets are just $6.99. And don't forget their fresh vegetables, baked beans, potato salad, chips and dips, pop, beer, wine. They have it all. And be sure to grab some Hershey bars, marshmallows, and graham crackers for s'mores over the campfire. Stop in and stock up now so you're ready to go when you fire up the grill or the campfire. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Wayne Street Market will be closing at 1 p.m. this Saturday due to staffing shortages.
Hungry and can't decide what to eat? The Fort Recovery Dairy can help you out with our weekly specials. We feature a different special every week with a discounted price on one of our popular menu items that'll fill you up and won't break the bank. This week's special is Sloppy Joe, fries, and a drink for $6.25. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try our weekly specials for a really good meal at lunch or supper. Fort Recovery Dairy, home of the Double Decker.
Wild about reading at the Fort Recovery Public Library, and we are excited to begin our 2021 summer reading program, Tales and Tales, on June 7th. Whether you pick up a book about fairy tales, folk tales, or animal tales at the library this summer, you'll be sure to learn something new and have fun. We'll have some special story times with players from the Grand Lake Mariners and employees of Cheeseman Transport, and those are sure to be big hits with the kids. We have animal programs, music, games, crafts, and more planned for your summer reading program. A calendar of events can be found at the library. Some events will require registration, so stop by your library or call 375-2869. The summer reading program runs from June 7th through July 14th with a pool party and prizes for the young participants on Wednesday evening, July 14th, and adult prizes being drawn on Saturday, July 17th. A big thank you to the Summer Reading Program sponsors, Psi Iota Xi Sorority, and the Friends of the Library. Get your kids involved in their annual summer reading program, Tales and Tales, starting Monday, June 7th at your library.
I'm Sophie Pearson with the Fort Recovery Girl Scout Troop number 21299, and we're starting a veteran banner program to honor our hometown FR veterans. The banners will hang from the streetlight poles throughout Fort Recovery and will feature pictures of our veterans, along with his or her years of service. It is also very important to note that the veteran can be living or deceased. If you or someone you know would like to honor some of our veterans, please fill out a form available at the post office and at the library, or simply by going to Amy Myerton Pearson's Facebook page and printing out the form. The cost for each banner is $65, and you can sponsor as many veterans as you would like. They will need a digital or high-quality picture of the veteran for the banner. Please help our Girl Scout troop honor as many of our local veterans as we can by getting a form at the library or post office, or by going to Amy Myerton Pearson's Facebook page and printing out the form. Then send it to the address listed on the form. Let's fill our town with these banners honoring our veterans.
Okay. Sorry all about right. Our technical difficulties there. All kinds of stuff going on here, and finally got it going here. But got a little squeal, and we have the commercials trying to play, so I'm trying to get that kind of eliminated. But we'll see how it all goes here.
All right, here we go.
Inning, bottom inning number one.
Here's Bentley Dilworth, Carter Kaiser, Vince Wenning, Owen Lamb, the first four hitters for Team Purple. Crew four camp on the mound. Looks like Ethan Schmitz is behind the plate doing the catching. Beetle Dilworth. Fly ball hit hard to right field and just foul. Boy, gave it a good ride, boy. He got a lot of that one.
I was here earlier and they won the play-in game here. right before this, and he hit one to the fence at least once.
That one's high. Two balls and a strike. Bottom of inning one. That ball's outside. 3-1 to the leadoff hitter, Dilworth. Carter Kaiser on deck. Bentley, of course, the son of Nick and Tracy.
Yep.
You see a lot of those little rugrats. I think they got four boys, and they're all very active.
Yes.
There's a strike. That's good pitch. 2-2.
I mentioned to Tracy that Nick did deserve four active boys. I wasn't sure that she did. They're really something.
The 2-2. That's ball four. So Bentley's on with a base on balls. Here's Carter Kaiser. Carter Kaiser. Carter is the son.
Eric and Amy.
Of Eric and Amy?
Yep. Got his head turned, but if you saw his face, you wouldn't have to wonder who it was.
He's got some cool, that's a swing and a miss. Got some cool batting gloves there.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that.
Looking good.
Yep.
If you hear me interrupt every once in a while, yelling, I got my grandkids here with me, Lane and Will, and they're running around like lunatics.
Yeah. Well, not like lunatics. They're fairly well behaved.
Fairly well. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch.
For being supervised by Grandpa.
Ball gets by. Bentley's going to go on to second. Pass ball. So Bentley in scoring position now. Fort Kim gets a sign from Smitty. And the 0-2. Just a bit outside. Pretty good pitch. Pretty good popcorn if you're out here.
Yep.
There is a flare to shortstop. And that is going to be a base hit. Bentley's going to third. There's going to be a play. He's in there. He's coming home. And he's in there.
Nice.
Good hustle by Bentley. Carter Kaiser with a base hit.
Scores one. That brings up number.
So it's 2-1 now, your score.
He doesn't have a number. Vince.
Here's Vince winning.
That was a good throw from the pitcher over by the dugout to Ethan. Ethan got the tag down, but not in time.
Ball goes to the backstop. Runner advances. Carter Kaiser now goes to second base.
Kind of out there daring him to throw it out there.
So here's Olivia and Jason's son, Vince. That's fouled back. Heads up. Coach Dorr said, don't get cheated, buddy. Take a whack at it. And that's exactly right. If you're going down, go down hard. That's high. Season's wrapping up here, folks. It's they try to get everything done here in June. Then July is kind of a dead month for the kids, so they can go out and spend some time before school starts back up and get a month off. I think there's a lot of travel ball starts up in July, so. That's outside. 3-1.
It is a lot of fun watching these kids.
There's a ground ball to first base. First baseman knocks it down. Oh, he dropped it. Boy, did a nice job to get him. Ball got away from him. Run scores. Third down to second. Everybody's safe. So Kaiser scores.
Tying it up 2-2.
Vince with a base hit. Here's Owen Lamb, the pitcher.
Brings up Owen.
Two to two, your score. Still nobody out. There's a ground ball just foul.
It was right down the line.
Yep.
Right on the line. Thought that was going to drop in there.
Look at this guy.
We got Mr. Fee joining us. How was your CPR class, Mr. Feely? It was awesome.
You saving me?
I get there.
That ball's in the dirt. Runner moves on to third base.
We got 2-2 tie here.
2-2 tie.
Bottom one.
Bottom of the first. How many did they play?
Well, they played four in the last one. I thought they were playing five, but they got
really.
Yep. Fourth inning came.
That's high. Good stop by Smitty. Owen Lamb's your hitter. Big Owen. Carrie and Ryan. Mom and Dad, proud as peacock. I guarantee you that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, good pitch. 2-2.
We got on the mound.
Drew Fortkamp. Susie's Brian's.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's got another one, brother. I think Grant.
Yeah.
Might be a year older. Maybe even 2 years older.
Yeah, we
that ball gets away.
He's a couple of years older.
Jerry had his had all the young kids out here for a day on clinic. A Saturday, a clinic, and the Fort Camp kid's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big left-hander.
Yeah, he's a big dude, ain't he?
Yeah. Good looking kid.
Here's a full count pitch. Ooh, strike three.
Got him. Fooled him with that.
Yeah, he did. Lammy goes down swinging. Here's Cale Diller.
It's got to be Greg's.
Oh, it's got to be Greg. Check her out.
Greg and Katie.
Yep.
Swing and a miss. Fort Camp battling. 2-2 your score if you're just joining us on Fort Recovery Radio. This Barber. Game will be in the archives tonight, right, Spenzy?
Yep.
If you figure out how to make it work.
We figure it out.
I did have that part running.
All right.
Quite a while ago.
Good.
We are recording.
We're recording.
Just a little bit outside. One ball, one strike. One out.
But since I had computer trouble, I probably it wouldn't be a bad thing to just check and be sure that that's still
make
on.
Make sure she's working.
It was on. And all I'm right. pretty sure it still is, but can't promise.
We got Ryan Lamb and Tiny. Coaches.
Yep. Two balls and a strike, one out. Fort Camp gets a sign from Smitty. And the pitch to Diller is a strike.
Pretty good pitch.
2-2.
Big Cale digging in.
Oh. Collins in the dirt.
A little short with that one.
A little short. Trying to throw a curveball there.
Yep. A little off speed.
Yeah. Busy day at work?
Swamped.
Yep.
Yep, good.
Swamp is good.
Good. Very good. 3-2.
Full count. Ah, high cheese.
Got him a base
on balls. So he walks
him.
Cale walks. So now runners at first and third. And here is Will Eichenhauer Clements.
Hmm.
That's Ashley's.
Yep. Ashley's?
Yep, Mark and Brenda's grandson.
Yep.
Will's dad is a news reporter, Adam Clements, down in Cincinnati.
Really?
Yep.
Bobby Dog.
And he was here for a game. I seen him with pictures. I follow him on Facebook. On Twitter. Well, hello there, sir. There's a swing and a miss.
Runner's going. He's going in.
Just one test drive?
Lane just wants to take a little test drive.
A test drive.
Please?
No.
I guess we want a little bit.
Huh?
Like right here. Like this much. I guess going.
Oh, okay, no.
Hey. You're the meanest grandpa they have.
He is.
You cannot drive that golf cart without me on it. There's a swing and a miss.
Good swing.
Two balls, two strike. Good cut.
We
go on a test drive.
Take a little test drive. Think about buying that thing from you.
Crew gets a sign. And the 2-2.
Good looking
pitch. Fouled back. Good cut.
Stay alive.
Good cut.
Nice job.
Speaking of test drives, Fee.
I don't know, but. Yes, sir?
Can't do that at Hastings right now. Cars are...
Ain't got no cars to test drive.
The price of used cars is so high, it's just ridiculous.
Crazy.
You don't even want to sell them at the price they're asking, because it's... When they come trade them in, they're not going to be worth anything.
In the dirt. Nope.
Not worth anywhere near what they have to pay now.
Mm-hmm. First base is open. Time called for a shoe tie.
Shoe tie. How many outs we got? We got one?
We got one out here. One out. Bottom of the first.
Second and third.
This is what, our third year doing this?
I think it might be the fourth, huh?
Fourth.
Kind of lose track.
One year we had 13 rain delays.
We did have a bunch of rain. We just set back, come back out.
Yep.
Just a
ball four. So Will walks.
Just missed.
And here is Corbin Webster.
Left by Will will bring up Corbin.
Who's Corbin's?
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin and Holly.
Oh, good pitch.
Webster Construction. Give him a little shout out there.
Yeah. Corbin, step out, give me a good hard practice
swing. That was a good hard practice swing. Tiny liked it.
Yep. There's the pitch.
Oh, that was one hit there.
Strike two, 0-2.
Looked like it was going to be high.
It did.
Right down in there.
Brought her down a little bit. Nice pitch. Bases are juiced.
Nowhere to be. And the pitch.
Oh, floater.
That was a little.
He went with the Bourbon there, didn't he?
With Pedro.
Little Pedro Bourbon.
One ball, two strike.
Ooh. Close.
Yep.
Ooh, ooh, he just about pulled the trigger on him there. That's
probably
close.
I thought about ringing that one up. 2-2. Come on, Corbin. Hit her hard, buddy.
Give him something to hit here.
And the pitch. That one's in the dirt.
Hello. He's battled back.
He has. Nowhere to put him. Ball four, walked in.
RBI.
Is an RBI. It makes it 3-2 now. Here's Wesley Brown.
If you notice, Tiny has his, when those kids get a walk, they don't stroll down to first. They hustle down to first base.
That's good.
Yes, that is. That's a really good way to do things.
Great pitch.
Here's Wesley. Wesley is Mike and Trish's.
Mike and Trisha Brown.
Trish was a West Curtis.
Oh, yeah. Yep. My old neighbor.
Yep. Oh, good cut.
Big
red cut. 0-2.
0-2.
Runner at third trying to get him to throw over there.
Daring him. Going.
Come on, buddy. Come on, kid. And a pitch.
Oh,
good piece. Got a piece.
Shooting a line.
Rocket over towards the dugout. Gavin Wellman on deck.
Crew. Lines and the levers. Oh, that's it.
That's it.
It's going to be. That's good play.
Good play by first baseman. He still gets an RBI.
That's right. Good job.
So Diller scores. Wesley is out at first base, but he gets an RBI.
Purple team up 4-2.
Brings up Wes.
No, that was Wes. Brings up Gavin Wellman.
Gavin. Look at
him. Oh, heads up, Gavin.
Dancing. Get out of the way of that one.
Gavin with a big piece of gum.
He does got a big
jaw. He does. Who's Gavin? Gavin is Mark and Keisha.
Mark and Keisha.
That's one. Takes a strike.
Lefty.
Old Mark, he was a quarterback for the Indians for years.
Yeah.
Hi. What are you guys doing? And there they go.
They're gone.
inside. Two balls and a strike.
I think your grandkids are just reporting in before they steal your golf cart.
Yeah, you know,
get ready to
go. Oh, took strike it. Ooh, good pitch. 2-2. Didn't like it. Come on, Gavin. One time.
And the 2-2.
Got him.
Got him.
That's inning three outs. In the inning, four runs.
Good inning.
On a bunch of base hits.
For the purple team.
And after one, purple four, the black team two.
It's grilling season, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need for your cookout during their No Limit Meat Sale. They have great prices on all their well-trimmed steaks, and looser patty ground chuck is only $2.99 a pound. Swaggerty's brats are $3.99 a package. Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for $3, and 1 pound salmon fillets are just $6.99. And don't forget their fresh vegetables, baked beans, potato salad, chips and dips, pop, beer, wine, they have it all. And be sure to grab some Hershey bars, marshmallows, and graham crackers for s'mores over the campfire. Stop in and stock up now so you're ready to go when you fire up the grill or the campfire. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Wayne Street Market will be closing at 1 p.m. this Saturday due to staffing shortages.
Hi, I'm Sophie Pearson with the Fort Recovery Girl Scout Troop number 21299, and we're starting a veteran banner program to honor our hometown FR veterans. The banners will hang from the streetlight poles throughout Fort Recovery and will feature pictures of our veterans, along with his or her years of service. It is also very important to note that the veteran can be living or deceased. If you or someone you know would like to honor some of our veterans, please fill out a form available at the post office and at the library, or simply by going to Amy Myerton Pearson's Facebook page and printing out the form. The cost for each banner is $65, and you can sponsor as many veterans as you would like. They will need a digital or high-quality picture of the veteran for the banner. Please help our Girl Scout troop honor as many of our local veterans as we can by getting a form at the library or post office, or by going to Amy Myerton Pearson's Facebook page and printing out the form. Then send it to the address listed on the form. Let's fill our town with these banners honoring our veterans.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Mm-hmm. We got to shoot that speaker out.
Speaker's got to go.
I can't sit here with that.
You'll be okay,
wow.
Bob.
No, I won't.
That's loud.
Yeah.
Hey, the fans have to hear the announcing.
We probably ought to get that speaker up a little bit instead of shooting right at us.
Well, that was put in just today. They didn't have a system out here, so they got it put as quickly together as they could, so.
All right, top of the second inning is Xavier Bruns, Ben Vogel, and Ryan Judy. Turn off!
It'll be okay.
Now you got it.
There we go.
Happy?
All right, here we go. Xavier Bruns.
I remember you when you weren't that grumpy, Bob. It's okay.
Nathan and Stephanie Bruns.
Little boy.
Look at that little guy.
Looks good. Ready to hit.
He is ready to hit. Step up to the plate.
We got Bentley. Bentley, still worth pitching?
Yep.
Throwing the heat.
Throwing the heater. Oh, 2. Swinging a miss. Got him. So Brunzy strikes out swinging. He went down with a swing, but
swing, that's always better.
Here's Ben Vogel.
Benny.
That's Richie's.
Richie's.
That'll bring up Ben.
Come on, Ben.
Hello.
Boy, I can't remember when I played Little League Baseball. I loved it. Was there a better time in your life?
No.
Little League Baseball.
Morris Collins.
I hated it.
Did you?
I was terrible.
Was you really?
Oh, I was bad. I don't think I ever got a hit.
0 for career.
Yep, and I think so.
And Mom, Dad made you go?
No, I just thought it was always down there hanging around with friends.
Right.
I played first base, and I don't know why, because I don't think I could catch either.
Couldn't hit, but
never caught one, never hit one. Other than that, great ball player.
Neil in the Little League Hall of Fame. There's a strike.
I might not be the only one that that has that kind of distinction.
But when
Tom Bryan and guys like that would be pitching, I would have my eyes closed. Any way in the world I had any chance of hitting anything.
Scared to death.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Tell you what, folks. Me and Harold's both on the park board here, and Little League Baseball was always, you know, his swing and a miss.
Got him swinging. Two down.
So, Benny down, two outs. Here's Ryan Judy. Ryan is...
Where you out here, right? Where you at?
It is Tyler.
Tyler.
And is it Carly?
Jukebox. Carly, yep.
Carly, okay. Oh, Jukebox.
Jukebox, yeah.
Oh, that's great. He's a big kid.
Yes, he is.
And he's got the best-looking batting gloves I've seen.
He does got some good-looking mitts.
I was inside. I was getting to the point on Friso and taking over the Little League and the young kids. And you look out in the outfield and all the sponsors they got. They got Vores Welding, Cooper Farms, Groovy Auctioneering, Fort Camp Backhoe, the Community Club sponsors, K&L, of course.
Yep.
Ted Homan, Auto Repair. We got Peel. Well, who's the Peel? Is that
Peel?
Peel's Pit Stop.
That's probably Peel's Pit Stop. That's Nick Deuce's brother-in-law.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Probably. I don't see the sign there. I wouldn't watch them. Oh, that's
big yellow one?
No, that's P-E-L. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
J&M, of course. H-R Stockler.
Stockler.
No, that's LCS. Okay.
LCS.
Yep. Park National Bank. And who is that? Donegal?
I don't know.
Is that Fort Recovery Insurance Company, or who is that?
What are we looking at?
The purple one?
Donegal.
By J&M.
Right by J&M, and in between P-E-L.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's got the Fort Recovery Insurance logo.
That's what
on
I thought.
It,
so. I can't believe.
Yeah.
The P-E-L I am not aware of.
I don't know.
Me neither.
Yep.
But we sure appreciate their sponsor and support of the...
Absolutely.
The baseball and softball programs. Swinging a miss.
Right off the old
got him.
Shin.
Inning, no runs, no hits.
Quick end.
Inning and a half. It's purple 4, black 2.
Pull you up and won't break the bank. This week's special is Sloppy Joe, fries, and a drink for $6.25. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try our weekly specials for a really good meal at lunch or supper. Fort Recovery Dairy, home of the double decker.
This is Stacy Faller with the Fort Recovery Friends of the Arts. We invite you to join us at Hein Amphitheater in Bantries Park on Sunday, June 27th at 7 p.m. when we will once again be welcoming Vinyl Sunshine to the stage. This group brings you the best of American and British pop rock with close vocal harmonies and fun, upbeat music. Ask anyone who saw this group last summer and they'll tell you it was a rocking good time. For more information, please pick up a brochure, visit our website at FortRecoveryFriendsOfTheArts.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy provides infusion services in your home or residence. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kalp Pharmacy infusion pharmacists will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose home for your IV treatment and request Kalp Pharmacy to provide your sterile infusion medications. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Jeff Hobbs, the voice of Triple D Entertainment and the King of Ohio, inviting you to the King of Ohio Country Jam, Friday, July the 2nd, at the Allen County Fairgrounds in Lima, Ohio. The show will feature Clark Manson and the openers of Natalia Taylor and Knox Morris. Tickets are $15 and $20 and are available on Eventbrite or Facebook's King of Ohio Country Jam page. Get back to living after COVID, Friday, July the 2nd, King of Ohio Country Jam.
Reed Wellman. All right, we're back here. Bottom of the second inning. Top of the order for Purple. Bentley Dilworth, Carter Kaiser, and Vince Wenning. All three of these guys got a hit and scored. The new pitcher is Reed Wellman.
Don and
Brent.
Brent.
Don and Brent.
Yep.
I was down at my grandson had a little or a T-ball game tonight.
Yep.
And I sat there with Ed Wehrkamp, and when you talk about Fort Recovery Little League and the philosophy,
there was such that two guy guys, was
Eddie and Billy.
Eddie and Billy were lifers.
They were the
Blue Flame machines.
How many years did them guys was involved in? You know,
wow,
all our
bunch.
Kids. First pitch is inside to Bentley. Bentley walked and scored. First inning. Reed gets this sign from his catcher. Inside, 2-0.
A little inside. Dusted him off there a little bit.
A little dust off, nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Reds lead 2-1.
Good start.
Top of the fourth inning.
We got the Braves today, I think.
The Braves. I think the Reds have Joey Votto with a base hit, scored a run. Castellanos with a sacrifice fly scores India.
2-1.
Freddie Freeman with a homer for Atlanta for their run.
What inning in?
Top of inning four.
Oh,
there's a rocket to left. Almost a great catch.
Just about a fantastic catch.
That ball was hit on the button. Bentley goes into second with a double.
Flying in with a stand-up double. He hit that ball good, Bobby.
Yes, that was the hardest hit ball of the tournament so far.
No doubter.
Look at the left fielder shaking her off, boys. They're blowing out.
That would hurt. Look at he's falling on his hand.
Dad's got to get him a new mitt.
I got to have some more leather.
Here's Carter Kaiser.
That one was hit hard.
There's a flare foul.
Foul ball?
Tiny says throw the game ball in, boys.
Get her in there.
Oh, that is absolutely horrible gum.
Got a bad one?
Oh, yeah. It's a Big League Chew bubble gumballs.
Ooh, bubble gumballs.
Better have one. Yeah, they're deliciously rotten.
They look really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the good thing about that is the gum flavor only lasts 20 seconds.
That's right.
20 seconds, you start a lot. Good pitch.
Oh, I got that one.
Ooh.
Fouled.
Right back at us.
And on the hands.
Big League Gumball.
Pretty good, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Very good.
Not sounding like we have Rocker in the room.
Bentley on steal third.
Third.
Good slide.
Carter Kaiser. Carter with a base hit last time up.
Carter's your ex-boy, I believe.
Yep.
Eric and Amy?
Yep.
Outside. Full count.
Reed so far been pretty good throwing strikes.
Yeah. Full count pitch. Carter.
It's close.
Ground ball shortstop. Fort Camp throws it over to first. Nice play. Run scores.
Good stretch by Schmitty.
RBI for Carter.
A nice play by the shortstop gets an out after the RBI.
Good play by absolutely.
It was a good play.
Yep. Here's Vince Wenning with Owen Lamb on deck. Vince got a base hit first time up, scored a run. Yeah, bud.
Who said you're not going to hit?
What's that?
Who's said you're not going to hit?
Just like that, Benny.
Take over.
Got you.
Reed eyes it up and delivers. Good looking pitch. Ground ball back to the mound.
Reed fields it, throws to first. Good stretch by Smitty down there. Got him. Good play. Yep. Two away in the inning.
He's done very well down there. He was catching first inning. And he's at first this inning and doing well with the glove.
Who we got up here, Bobby?
All right. Owen Lamb.
Owen Lamb's our hitter.
That's a nice play by Reed down there.
Was pitching. A great play. Smitty, good first baseman, too. Good stretcher.
Big stretch.
Yep. Nothing better than having a big, tall first baseman when you're not your shortstop. Pretty good pitch there by Reed. Come on,
run. 5-2. We got a good one here.
We got a good one.
These are the fourth and fifth graders, we were told.
Yep.
Fort Recovery Elementary School. What's amazing when I look at my grandsons.
They'll be there for you now.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
It's amazing.
Time flies, folks. Our dads always told us that, and our parents, but we never listened.
We're believing them now.
Now we're believers.
What was
3-1. Two outs.
Just a couple of months ago, Sam and Jake got married. Seemed like.
Yeah, seemed like it.
Just doesn't seem like very long ago.
Yeah, right. Good pitch.
Good pitch. Lammy thought about it. He started to go.
He did. He wanted to, but he couldn't get it.
And there's his dad says, be ready, kiddo. Come on, we need you.
Full count. Just a little outside.
Good pitch. Lammy's on with a base on balls. Here's Cale Deller. I'll bet $100 his dad's talking to somebody right now.
That's a no doubt. Yeah.
I'll bet you.
Mile a minute.
Yep. Swing and a miss. Good cut.
Big
Cale.
Swing and a miss.
Greg Diller.
GD.
What a kid he is, huh?
Mm. Not bad. Just a little outside.
And his wedding seemed like 2 summers ago.
Yep.
He got kid high school.
He's got all boys, right? He got four boys?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think Mason's going to be a freshman.
That poor mom.
Poor Katie.
She's got 5 kids she has to raise.
Yeah.
4 sons and Greg.
Yeah. And her husband's the worst.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I guarantee he takes more.
Oh, I guarantee she's had him in a headlock.
No doubt about it.
2-1. Come on, Reed.
Good
nice
pitch.
Pitch.
Very good pitch.
2-2. Come on, Cale. Come on, kid. Cale walked and scored first inning.
Yep. We got two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs.
Will Eichenhauer, Clements on deck.
Good looking pitch.
Oh, fouled back. Heads up.
Hit pretty good.
Good cut. Riley Post doing the umpiring around, doing a heck of a job back there.
Mm-hmm.
Foul to the dugout.
Landon.
I see Riley.
He said Riley.
I think Riley's
getting hung right now.
Riley what?
Coon hung right
now. Oh, yeah. He got 19 dogs on
that guy's got a lot of dogs.
Here's the pitch.
Ooh.
Outside runner goes. And he's in there.
He gets
stolen base for Lammy. Owens now at second base with 2 outs.
Full count again. Just inside.
So there's a base on balls for Cale. Cale's been on twice with Wog. Here's Will Eichenhauer.
And that'll bring up.
And it's back. Looks good. Good looking swing.
Will Eichenhauer, Clements.
Oh, swing and a miss.
Good cut.
Boys are going to move up.
Ball gets by. Runners advance to second, third. Friso Major League Baseball. Fourth and fifth grade finals.
think they've had a pretty good year.
I think they have too. What diamond is this? Diamond one?
Yep.
It's kind of amazing. It's diamond one. It's the first diamond you come to.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, they were really...
Somebody really put some thought into that one.
And it was also the first one they put lights on.
Oh, yeah.
But they added the lights for the at least one more, maybe both of those other diamonds back there.
Two and one, two outs.
Come on, Will, baby.
Come on, Will, kid.
Big hit here, driving a couple. Nope.
Inside, outside. Three and one.
Park's looking good.
Boy, it is, ain't it?
Yep.
You know, my yard could use a shot of rain. They're calling for a 90% chance of rain tomorrow.
Yep.
Actually, it's starting tonight. Country Fest and the Jubilee. You can just about bet it's going to rain.
Put some rain on them.
Now he walks him.
Now you can throw a tornado in there, too.
Yeah, ain't that amazing?
After last week.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Man.
But I'll tell you, though, you watch the Channel 7 news guy, or it might have been two, or whoever it was out at the Mitch Link scene, and it showed the people coming in to help. And the guy had no idea about farming, and now did. And he's like, on a corner of Fort Minster, he had no idea.
No.
Yeah.
But he was smart enough to understand people were coming to the aid.
There was a lot of volunteers.
Yeah, and that was a good video. I mean, you just seen people just running, chainsaws. There goes a guy with a chainsaw. The guy had no idea. Good pitch.
Good pitch.
Got him looking.
Left the bases loaded.
In the inning.
Got a run.
They get a run. They leave them loaded. And after two complete, 5-2.
The Purple Team.
We ready.
Help of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Cal Pharmacy provides infusion services in your home or residence. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Cal Pharmacy infusion pharmacists will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose home for your IV treatment and request Calp Pharmacy to provide your sterile infusion medications. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're wild about reading at the Fort Recovery Public Library, and we are excited to begin our 2021 summer reading program, Tales and Tales, on June 7th. Whether you pick up a book about fairy tales, folk tales, or animal tales at the library this summer, you'll be sure to learn something new and have fun. We'll have some special story times with players from the Grand Lake Mariners and employees of Cheeseman Transport, and those are sure to be big hits with the kids. We have animal programs, music, games, crafts, and more planned for your summer reading program. A calendar of events can be found at the library. Some events will require registration, so stop by your library or call 375-2869. The summer reading program runs from June 7th through July 14th, with a pool party and prizes for the young participants on Wednesday evening, July 14th, and adult prizes being drawn on Saturday, July 17th. A big thank you to the summer reading program sponsors, Psi Iota Xi Sorority, and the Friends of the Library. Get your kids involved in their annual summer reading program, Tales and Tales, starting Monday, June 7th at your library.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Remember?
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely.
Now. Yep. All right, we're back here. Top of the third inning. It's Cam LaFever, Crew, Ford Camp, and Grant Pearson. 5-2, purple. That one's popped up.
Oh, high fly. That's a sky ball. Nice play.
One pitch, one out.
Hey, good job. Hey, wave me there, Corbin.
Owen Lamb did a nice job there. Here's Crew.
Hey, Phil. Phil, you ready?
Crew's a big kid, too.
Oh, he's a lad. Yep.
Oh, good swing.
Wanted to kill.
Hard for me to.
High heat. Love that high heat.
To believe he's only fifth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, seeing him and his brother at the volleyball, basketball, all that kind of stuff. That's two pretty good sized kids.
Yeah, I'd say Brian and Susie are going to be in for some fun here in the next few years.
Yeah, they're already having it.
Yeah.
And they look like athletes. They look like they know what they're doing. They
love watching. I said that about Mike Meme.
Yeah. I remember that.
Like an athlete.
He looks like that.
Shortly after that, they said, and looks can be deceiving.
That's how that statement started.
That's how they got that statement.
Shut up, Neil.
I'll turn my microphone off
looks
now.
Looks can be deceiving. And looks can be deceiving.
Big Crew.
Good pitch. Ooh. Took a little off of it.
Yeah, he did. Happy. I seen Matt Braun had a little baby.
Yeah.
Landry. Shouldn't say little. 8-pounder.
Big girl.
He's got
Baker
and Landry.
That is a Browns fan there.
Yeah, that's a Brown fan. Both of them. And Liss is too.
Good pitch.
That one's straight back. That's going to get somebody.
Off the old facade.
The facade.
Off the facade there a little bit.
Wonder where my grandsons are at. My guess is probably broke into the pool or something.
Yep.
Probably in the pool swimming.
Swimming right now.
Drove the golf cart right into the pool.
That's right. Took a test drive right through the vets.
When you was in Little League, did you use batting gloves?
No.
I don't think anybody did.
No. Couldn't afford them.
No, that's right.
Well, they didn't exist when I was a kid.
We had six.
I used dirt.
Yeah.
Spit in your hands, rub your hands in the dirt. Oh, yeah.
We always had these wooden. We always had wooden bats. There was no.
Wooden bats. Yeah.
Oh, they were nice. So when we get a new one.
Oh, that's big.
Grounded.
You always want to be the first guy to swing it.
Yeah. Down the third baseline.
Are you ready? Morris Collins. I'm trying to think who else was coaching. Pony League.
We didn't have coaches.
Just went on your own, huh?
We had Tuesday and Thursday afternoons.
Sheesh, he hit that one.
Sheesh.
Good. That one's going to the vent.
Yeah.
Right center field. He got all that one. I think he's going to make it a third.
I believe he is, too.
He might score.
Bring around. They're bringing him. They're bringing him in.
Get in there. Young man.
That is a home run.
A home run.
Congratulations,
that was a bomb by Mr. Fort Camp. He got all that one.
He did. Mr. Fort Camp got her all. I got a text here.
We got
Bennett Overman's team is the black team. Bennett is on family vacation in Hocking Hills, and they're listening right now.
Are they really? Good.
Yep. They're whole family. All the Stommans are listening down there. So
that's awesome.
Bennett, your team is missing you, but next year you'll be back at them, partner.
Yes, sir.
You'll be able to get down here and play some ball, and I'm sure Bennett was a huge part of the black team's success.
Oh, I bet so, too.
There's a grounded foul ball.
Who we got up here, Bobby?
We got, I think this is Mr. Grant Pearson.
Grant Pearson.
Yep, left-hander. Yep.
Yep.
Trent and Stacy. There, boy.
I'm going to check on the grandsons after this inning.
Yep.
I think they're pretty good. I don't think they'll do anything stupid, but
probably a player, huh?
Yeah. Good cut. Swing this kid takes a swing at it. Who is this?
Pearson. Trent Pearson's boy.
Oh, is this Trent's boy? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, he takes a good cut at it.
Nice Grant,
cut.
You said?
Grant. Yep.
Trent Pearson was a horrible player.
But a very good person.
No, he's great. Had a lot of fun with that guy at karaoke.
Oh, yeah. Stay, ooh, that's slow roll.
Tough play. Oh, that's going to be Stay Fair. Oh, he got
it. Oh, great play.
That was a great play by the first baseman and the pitcher.
Yeah, pitcher came off the mound, got it, threw.
Grant says, you got to be kidding me, I'm out.
Kind of had to throw over the runner. First baseman hung on to it.
Good hustle, though, buddy.
That was good hustle.
There's Brian Luthold.
Mitch?
Yep.
Jeez.
He takes a rip at it.
That's a great swing. If he connects it, he's going to Diamond 3.
Yep. Gang waves that red bat around. Concentrate. Look at that. My eyes, boy. Come on, bring it in here, he's thinking. Lammy looks at his catcher in the pitch. Grounded right back.
Pitcher takes
good play.
Nice job.
Nice got play. Him.
Three outs in the inning.
In the inning, though, they get a run on Crew Fort Camp's home run.
Yes, sir.
And after. Well, I screwed the book up. After
two
three.
And two and a half or three?
Yep. After three. Yeah. What? It is 5-3.
5-3. Purple team.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Deserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Deserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Jeff Hobbs, the voice of Triple D Entertainment and the King of Ohio, Ohio's best demolition derby show. July 2, 3, and 4 at the Allen County Fairgrounds in Lima, Ohio. Single day or weekend passes are available. Camping, fireworks, fun for the kids, a country concert, and yes, the best demolition derby action in America. Tickets are available at TripleDEntertainmentLLC.com. Get on with your life after COVID-19 and make this a family fun weekend. July 2, 3, and 4 in Lima, Ohio, as we crown the true kings of the derby world.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is Chad Guggenbello with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you've banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
It's certainly any will be.
We're back.
Here's Wes Brown, Big Wesley.
Wes Brown.
Gavin Wellman and Bentley Dilworth.
Wes says, whoa, that's a little high.
Bottom of the third. We're playing four innings for the championship. Bentley said a little high, boys. 5-3, we got a barn burner. This game will be in the archives, folks.
Yep.
Fort Recovery Radio. Just go on to FortRecoveryRadio.com and you can figure it out.
Yep.
Neil's got that set up, so if even I could figure it out.
Well,
I am
Chuck
not.
Has it set up.
Well.
I had nothing to do with it.
Swing and a miss. Pretty good pitch. We got the Fever boy, I believe, is on the mound now.
Yep.
Camden.
Look at him.
Yep. Camden. He's got a lot of motion.
He does.
He gets things moving. I like it. Good pitch.
probably scored a 19 on his ACT, he took.
Yep. Guarantee he's smarter than we are right now.
Oh, not even close. Not even close. Yeah. He's picking his seat.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yep. 2-2. That was high cheese.
A little high cheese.
Wesley backs out. I know Wes's grandparents are fired up to watch Big Wes, Pam and Doug.
Oh, yeah. Good pit.
Good job.
Got him.
Wes goes down on strikes. One out.
One away.
Here's Gavin.
Camden trying to keep him close. A little high.
Okay, this might be the cutest kid I ever seen right here. This kid batting. Look at him. You got to love it.
It's Wilman.
Yep.
Yep.
A little high.
Big wad of gum.
He's got major league chew.
That might be a whole pack of seeds.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't like that.
No. That's right.
It's just a baseball.
It's just a baseball. Two and two. Good job by Lefevre.
Battling back.
Gavin waves that bat around. He's ready to hit, folks. He's
ready to go. Look out.
In the dirt.
Runs are full. Full count.
Bentley Dilworth on deck. It's a big run here.
Got him.
Got him looking.
A couple strikeouts for Camden.
All right, here's Bentley, top of the order. Bentley's been on twice. He walked and scored and doubled and scored.
That'll bring up the top of the lineup, Bentley Dilworth.
Bentley hit an absolute rocket.
It hit a laser. About took the left fielder.
The left fielder's glove off.
Stung the hand of the left fielder.
Okay, so would this be Tiny and Tracy's oldest?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Bentley, yes.
I believe it is.
Yeah, he's the oldest.
And then it's what? Tice, and then it's the twins?
I think so.
Popped it straight up.
Anybody going to get to that one?
Oh. Everybody safe. They can glide.
Catcher with a pretty good effort out.
Good hustle. Good hustle, boys.
That was great hustle.
Yeah, just didn't quite get it.
That might have been the highest.
That was a good one.
For Little League.
Yeah.
Bentley got a new life. He's happy.
Yep. Bentley is not going to walk, I guarantee you that.
He's going after it.
Yep.
I don't know. Cam might pitch around him.
Nope.
Could be.
He's gonna swing.
He's going to bring one, and he's going to get it.
Two and one in the dirt.
Little dirt ball.
Beautiful night here at the old Ball Diamond, huh?
It is nice.
Well, this is a great place. I love coming down here. I come down here Tuesday after we had a T-ball game. I come down here, yep, and there was not one open. Ground ball.
A base hit in the right field.
Nice play by the center fielder, knocking that baby down, holding him to a single. Good job,
nice
defense.
Job. Very good job on the defense. Good hit by Bentley.
Bentley's been up three
Bentley
times.
Bentley takes off. Times. Throw down to second. Nope, not going to get him.
I'll tell you that this is a really nice park, and you guys on the park board do a great job of just making sure everything is going right, adding things as we need them. You know, there's so much going on.
Oh, right, the shortstop. Right, he knocks it down. Oh, throws the third.
You got to put a tag on.
Nope.
It just couldn't hold it. It's a great play. Nice try by the third baseman.
It was a great play
by the shortstop.
Yeah.
Very heads up.
So that's a base hit for Carter Kaiser. Carter with his second hit.
Going to move up to second.
Here's Vince winning.
Yep.
Vince.
You can bet.
Turns at second and third.
You can bet right now. Vince might be swinging a baseball bat, but he will play football.
He'll play
because his dad would knock your head off. That's high. Look at that swing.
Think he's doing a little work on the farm?
You think he might be?
If he isn't, he isn't living in their house.
That's right.
Yep.
How about this? I got a picture of the Overman boys giving us the thumbs up on the Rugrats.
That's pretty awesome. Cool. Yeah. That is awesome.
We're close. Good pitch.
Loads the bases. Camden's got himself in a little bit of a jam.
He does. He's
got
to work his way out of it.
Struck his first two guys out.
Lammy has been on with a walk and struck out. Bases loaded. You can't give up any more runs.
Good pitch. Outside corner. It's a little out. Ooh,
close. Nobody ever yells at the umpires. They used to do that all the time when we played.
Plus, there's no chatter.
We didn't yell
at
our umpire. Our umpire was Al Sauter.
You didn't yell at Coach Al?
Coach said, yo.
Yeah.
Yell at him. You're all
that's
home.
Not a good idea. Or Bob Feely for a while.
Yep.
Didn't,
a little high.
You didn't want to say much. The umpire stood behind the pitcher.
Yeah, that's what it was when we played.
Yeah, that's when we played, too. Yep.
I'll never forget when we played. Tom Traxler was catching, and I was, we were playing him, and Morse stood behind second base, and there was a play at second. The guy stole, Trax threw the ball, and Morse turned to make the call, and the ball hit him in the back of the head. Knocked him out.
Oh, yikes.
Funny now.
Yeah, not funny then.
But at the time, there's 20 little kids out there. Everybody could have.
What just happened?
And he walked him. That's going to walk in a run. That's Bentley's going to score.
6-3, Purple Team lead.
So now they got the bases still loaded. Here's Kale. Kale's been up twice and walked twice. He's in the dirt. Yeah, we are very blessed here at Fort Recovery with our parks. Just outside.
You know, you guys added the basketball and pickleball courts over there. This new parking lot that really helped out. I mean,
yeah, the Cooper Pavilion is a huge asset.
Yes.
Great asset.
Swinging a mask. We had our park board meeting, I think, a couple weeks ago, and they talked about how that thing is really, the rental has really picked up.
Everybody wants it now.
About every weekend, Bert said it is rented out.
It's filled up. I love it.
And it is a really nice facility, folks, if you get a chance to check out the Cooper Pavilion here at the park. Good pitch.
I tell you what, we've been on the board forever, me and Bobby, and I tell you what, I hate to think how much money Coopers have given to us down here. We always have a grant from them, and they've just been a great supporter of the Fort Recovery Parks. Can't say enough about Gary and Jim.
Yep, and the pavilion isn't Cooper Farms money. It was Jim and Gary's personal money.
Yeah,
that's a different thing besides their foundation, which does huge amounts of things in every community they're in.
Good pitch.
Got him.
Hold the trigger.
So Diller strikes out looking, and after three complete, it's 6-3, Purple.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
The National Night Out, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department, will be held on Sunday evening, July 18th at Ambassador Pool and Community Park from 5 to 8 p.m. This will be a free event for all Fort Recovery area families, and children under 12 will need to be accompanied by an adult. There will be free food and drinks and free swimming. Our police cruisers will be there, along with the Southwest Mercer Fire Truck and the Squad 3 Ambulance. Come on up to Ambassador Pool and be part of the National Night Out, Sunday, July 18th from 5 to 8, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department. The monthly speaker series at our museum is starting back up, and author Kirby Whitaker of South Bend, Indiana, will be the featured speaker at the Fort Recovery State Museum this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. the title of his talk, characters of the 1790 to 95 Indian War and the little-known facts that tie history together, is a unique perspective of famous Native Americans and U.S. leaders of the late 1700s and early 1800s. This free presentation will be held in the community room at the museum. Mr. Whitaker's book, The Spirit Traveler, will be available for purchase from the author before his presentation or any time afterwards at the museum bookstore. Call 375-4384 for more information or check the Fort Recovery State Museum website or Facebook page. Again, author Kirby Whitaker will present characters of the 1790 to 1795 Indian Wars and the little-known facts that tie history together this Sunday at 3 p.m. in the meeting room at our museum. And in addition to Mr. Whitaker's presentation, archaeologist Chris Thompson of Ball State will be at the museum from 1 to 5 that day to give the first demonstration of the digital pre-contact experience, which highlights the large collection of prehistoric stone artifacts that our museum has on display. Two great presentations this Sunday at the museum.
All right, we need three to get even, Harold, and it is 5, 6, and 7. Reed Wellman, Ethan Smits, and Tony Evers. Ooh. We got a shout out here. Mark and Brenda Eichenhower, they're listening
to Fort
Recovery Radio from the Grand Canyon in Arizona.
The Grand Canyon.
That'd be a nice little vacation.
That wouldn't be too bad. Good for them.
Yes. Well deserved.
We got a pretty good view here, but they might have just like a little better view than us.
I don't know. This is a pretty beautiful park.
This is a nice park,
but it probably isn't the Grand Canyon.
It may not be the Grand Canyon. It's a grand park, but it ain't the Grand Canyon.
No. That's right. Ooh, another heater. Bentley's warming up.
Got him looking. One up, one down. And now two outs away. Here's Ethan Schmidt.
Ready. Does this kid look like Greg Gallagher or what?
That's almost unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. I hope he's about the same athlete he was. Yeah. That'd be fine.
Swing and a miss. Beetle throwing strikes.
He is humming right now.
6-3 finals, Major League Baseball. For Friso at Fort Recovery.
Friso. We're going to get a champion here tonight.
We are going to crown a champion and a runner-up.
Fourth and fifth graders is what you said?
Fourth and fifth graders. So how old are these guys?
10 and 11.
10 and 11,
yep. I believe.
Yep, depending on your birthday.
Well, yeah, it makes sense, Neil.
Well, I mean, there could be a 9 and there could be a 12.
No.
Okay.
Could be.
Yeah.
Smitty.
Oh.
Second baseman didn't get it.
Nice job. Smitty with a base hit.
It's a big hit.
Here's Tony Evers.
Big Tony.
Somebody yelling at Tony to swing the bat.
What a rep, Tony.
I don't know if he's got a good looking, it's a nice looking helmet.
That's like a good helmet.
Yeah. Big Tone. Now, who's Tony's parents?
Tony's got
a rocket.
Rocket down this. Right by his coach, Brent.
Woke old Brent up down there.
Tony is. Joe?
Joe and Tracy. Curtis, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Tracy Hine. That's Mike's, I'd say.
Yep.
Choking up on that bat.
Any chance he'd be a good ball player? Good athlete?
He's got a shot.
I'd say so, too.
His dad used to hit moonshot home runs in softball.
Hit a softball.
I love to watch him play
softball. Mike was a great guy.
Yeah,
he was
absolutely.
He was a really, really great person.
Shot down the line.
Base hit.
All the way to the fence. That could score. Schmitty's got to get the plow. Go, baby. Go, big fella.
Schmitty comes in to score easily.
Is he going to send
Evers
him?
Is coming home.
They're sending him. Here's the throw.
And it is
a wide
home run.
Makes it 6-5.
Wow.
That was a jolt of lightning there.
That was. That was an absolute laser. Here's Xavier Bruins. 6-5. Foul. Good cut by Xavier.
Good swing.
Boy, he's a good-looking little fella here, too, ain't he?
Looks like a baseball player.
Yep. I like that yellow bat.
Yep. Bright.
6-5. We got a barn burner in the finals.
Little inside.
1-1. Tony Evers with a home run.
Big.
Two home runs today.
Yeah, I've seen a couple bombs.
What's your name? Laney? Elena? Uh-huh. How are you today? How old are you? You're seven? What's your last name? Bruns? Is this your brother, Batten? Well, good.
Time to hit a home run.
Time to hit a home run. Two balls, two strikes.
Nope.
Outside, 3-2.
Jeez, went full again.
Look at him.
Steps out, takes a ring at him.
Big swing.
Ben Vogel on deck. 6-5.
Nice. Ball outside.
Ball four.
He's on. Tying runs on base.
Here's Ben Vogel. Ben Vogel probably could tell you how to hook these lights up.
Yep, he can unhook the place if he wants to.
If he wanted to. You got any problems with it?
We got a guy running.
Runner goes into second, the tying run.
Got to steal third, dude. Don't you hear about it?
I think so, too, brother.
About have to. Challenge the catcher.
Brent Wellman says, get your butt over here. Swing him ass. Good
there
cut.
There you go.
Ooh.
Looked like he was coming.
Looks like I got 31 kids on the old golf cart. All of them chewing gum, smoking cigarettes.
Yes. Cigarettes.
A little outside. He's going. Throw down. Nope. He's there, safe.
Ooh, now the
tying run at third. One out. Every time. It's a barn burner here.
It's a nail biter. We might go like extra innings, go 11 innings.
I'll go 11 with a walk.
Get down at midnight. You in, Spencer?
Yeah.
You got to undo your work tomorrow? Another.
No.
Nope. You got to work tomorrow?
Me?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Does the fee have to work tomorrow?
3-1. Ball four.
First and third.
I guess Benny Vogel if it went, is on.
If it went pretty long tonight, Fee, you could just call in.
Yeah, I might call in sick.
Here's Ryan Judy.
You have 35 customers to call to say you're not getting the car fixed, but
strike.
Good pitch. Bentley's battling. Can he keep him there? He's got him.
Yes. I think the purple team leads 6-5. Swinging a miss. A
late swing. He's going to second on that.
Now a hit scores two.
And they could take
what are you
the
guys
lead
doing?
With a hit.
Okay. Come on, Beetle! 6-5, two strikes.
Beetle wanting to get it.
Come on, Ryan.
Uh-oh, got him.
Got him looking.
Can two he outs. Hold him?
Top of the order.
Oh, he can pound in the pound in the plate.
He is ready.
Candace says, I am here to deliver.
Cam, so
oh,
was,
man.
Time is called.
And that'll bring up Cam LeFever.
Crew Fort Camp on deck, so you don't want to walk this, kid.
Ooh.
Look at Smitty. Cam says, I was born for this, boys.
Hey, boys, this is it.
Think he's got a little confidence here?
I would say he's not.
He's ready to go. You're one base hit from taking a lead here, baby.
You know, it's
boy.
Amazing, though. You look at the equipment these kids have now, you know, the check catcher's gear and the.
Oh, he popped it up.
Popped it straight up.
Did anybody get it?
Here comes Bentley.
Oh, he caught it.
He caught it.
And there the check.
What a game.
That was a great game.
The final score, Team Purple 6. The black team 5, and what a great final it was.
Good final here. Yep.
That was a lot of fun. You want to take a break, Spence? You want to pay some bills here real quick? We'll come right back and wrap it up. The finals of the Major League Fort Recovery
Purple
Baseball.
Team's the champs.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Deserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Deserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at KlingchernAndSons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boar's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boar's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boar's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boar's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The National Night Out, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department, will be held on Sunday evening, July 18th at Ambassador Pool and Community Park from 5 to 8 p.m. This will be a free event for all Fort Recovery area families, and children under 12 will need to be accompanied by an adult. There will be free food and drinks and free swimming. Our police cruisers will be there, along with the Southwest Mercer Fire Truck and the Squad 3 Ambulance. Come on up to Ambassador Pool and be part of the National Night Out, Sunday, July 18th from 5 to 8, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department.
All right, we're back here. The final, the Team Purple wins it 6-5. They just gave the trophies to the black team. Consists of Cam Lefevre, Crew Fort Camp, Grant Pearson, Briar Luthold, Reed Wellman, Ethan Schmitz, Tony Evers, Xavier Bruins, Benny Vogel, Ryan Judy, and also, what's that little Overman boy's name? Let me look at the text here.
It might be on your purple sheet there.
Let's see here.
Oh, it's on there now.
I didn't see it.
He's on vacation.
He's on vacation, but
a shout out to him.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get it up here. Finally.
He gave us a thumbs up, so we ought to.
He thumbed up this.
Bennett.
Yep. Overman.
There you go. On that team.
Should have known that.
But now, Fee, go ahead and go over the black, purple team, the champions.
Purple team getting their trophies right now.
Owen Lamb.
Bentley Dilworth. Carter Kaiser. Vince Williams.
Gail Diller.
Owen Lamb. Gail Diller. Will Ike Clements Eichenhauer. Corbin
Webker.
Wesley Brown. And Gavin Wilman. You're champs this year.
The purple team is the champion. The
purple team is the champs.
It was a great game, Fee. We've seen a couple of home runs on each team.
Yeah, a couple of big bombs. Had a lot of nice defensive plays, too.
Absolutely.
Glad to see that.
Well, I found my grandkids right after I give them 5 to the team.
To the players.
Teams. All right.
So, yeah, they're out there running the bases.
They're running the bases now.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, absolutely. You got there. Here comes the career with the cameras.
And now it's picture time.
It's picture
all the moms
time.
Are there taking pictures. Tell you what we're going to do, folks. We are going to interview a couple of these kids from each team.
See if we can get a couple
see
here.
See if we can get them over here.
Okay. Let me go
you
see
got
if
time?
I...
You want to go get a couple?
Yeah. Who do you want me to?
Why don't you get the Fort Camp kid who hit the home run?
Yep.
See if he wants to come on.
Yeah.
And how about the... I don't know. It don't matter. Lefevre boy, is he on there?
Grab a couple of
them. Yeah.
See if we can get a couple boys to come over.
Look at the moms. They're fired up.
Oh, yeah. I was wide open.
Meanwhile,
kids are running everywhere. I don't know if they've got any more. Is there any tournament scheduled for these guys down
I think
here?
Now travel starts. Cause I think we have dead period now?
Yeah, that's right. July 4th is kind of a dead time the first week, and then I think they get after it.
Yeah, I think they do. It was a fun game, Harold, and we absolutely loved bringing it to you. And got
a lot of fun.
The diamond is full of kids running around. And you can't beat that.
Nope.
Sliding.
That's what it's all about.
So we're going to try to get a couple of these kids over here. I always like interviewing these little guys, and we'll see what they got to say. Well, hello there. Come over here and sit over here and grab that headphone.
We'll put these on you, big guy.
All right, who we got here?
Tony.
Tony, he's turning him up.
We got to turn him up.
Which one is he?
I don't know. One that's off. Down the bottom.
This guy here is the
No, it's up on the small one.
Little guy?
No.
Up here?
Yep.
Which one?
The one that's off. I'd say try the middle one.
This guy.
Now talk. Nope.
Anything here?
How about the blue one? Here, Neil, get it.
Turn him on, Neil.
There we go. You on now, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey,
how you
there
doing?
Go.
Good.
Okay, so we got beat 6-5, but we had a heck of a game, didn't we?
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your hit you had there. What'd you think of that?
It was fun.
It was fun? Have you ever had a home run before?
No.
That was your first one?
That was a good one, wasn't it?
You picked a pretty good time for a home run, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Yeah? You going to sleep good tonight? You tired?
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Yeah, I'll bet you are. Well, good job.
So what's, you
got
to play
some. Give your name? Who we got here?
Full Tony name? Evers.
Tony Evers. All right. Well, good job, buddy. We
Thanks.
Enjoyed watching you.
Good job.
Good job. Let's
keep
see what
up,
we got here.
Keep swinging.
Thank you.
All right. And now we got nice trophies, too.
Good trophies.
Put the headset on there, Hoss. I got another member of the black team. What's your name?
My name's Crew Forkamp.
Crew Forkamp, and your mom and dad?
Susie Forkamp and Brian Forkamp.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the game. That purple team's pretty good, ain't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a heck of a game. You guys battled back, didn't you?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that hit you had there. You got behind and had two strikes on you, found a couple pitches off, and then got the pitch, and what'd you do with it?
Hit a dinger.
Hit a dinger. Boy, that's what you got to do,
Hi,
right?
Buddy. Hi. What'd you think? Have you had a dinger before? Have you really?
I had one.
Yeah.
Was that about the hardest ball you ever hit?
Yeah.
Was it?
You hit that good.
You pretty excited right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pitch good, too. You had a nice inning here. You pitched. Did a good job.
What's your favorite sport?
Probably basketball.
Basketball? You like playing basketball? You like baseball? Gonna play football?
Yeah.
Gonna play them all, ain't you?
Attaboy.
Try.
Yeah,
that's what we want.
Good job, buddy. We appreciate you coming over here and talking to us.
We'll keep cheering you on.
Keep working at it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good job. That's Crew Forkamp. And now we got a couple of the... Who we got coming up here now?
Purple team coming in.
Come over here, boys.
Come on here, boys.
All right.
Whoever gets to be first. You just put that on your on and you can talk to him.
Talk to him.
Who you think you're going to talk to? All right, what's your name?
Bentley
what?
Doris.
And who's your mom and dad?
Nick and Tracy.
Let's talk a little bit about the game today. You that was a barn burner, wasn't it?
Good game.
And that team was pretty good. We battled back and got the win.
Yeah.
It was a big play. Big play by you at the end there.
Thanks.
Was you nervous? Was you getting a little nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to come back.
They were trying to come back.
Oh, no, this guy, ain't he something?
He's crazy.
Let's talk a little bit about your hitting there. You get on base, and then you're pretty fast, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
So does your dad say run?
Yep.
Because that's the best thing you can do when you get on, because you got good wheels, don't you?
Yep. Absolutely. How about a leadoff hitter? Leadoff hitter's got to score runs. You had 3 of the 6 runs. That's pretty good. That's what you got to do. You did a great job as a leadoff hitter.
So what's your favorite sport?
Basketball.
And then what?
Baseball and then football.
Then football.
Baseball, football. How many girlfriends you got?
Zero.
What?
Zero.
Why are you smiling?
Smiling.
Hmm?
No.
I hear your brothers can beat the crap out of you. Is that right or not? Huh? No?
Ain't happening.
Can't?
If you want to see it, you can.
Hey, congratulations on winning.
Good job, buddy.
Thanks.
You keep working at it, okay? Good job. That's Bentley Dilworth. Who else we got here? Spencer, we got anybody else?
Owen left. He didn't want to talk.
He's done?
We left? We lost one?
Hey, Vince! Hey, send Vince over here real quick. I thought you were going to bring it up.
Good job, bub.
Oh, he wants... get your trophy.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget your trophy. Who we got? We got another one?
Vince, sit down and talk on the radio.
Come on, Vince. Get on here.
Get in here, big fella.
All right, our next guy. Who we got here? What's your name?
Vince Wenning.
Vince Wenning, and your parents are?
Jason and Olivia Wenning.
Jason and Olivia Wenning. So, you guys got the win tonight, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys played good.
You ever see chickens?
Yeah.
Where do you see chickens at?
The farm.
You got
farm?
A bunch of chickens? Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
Then
baseball.
What? You going to play football when you get older?
Maybe.
Your dad was a good football player, wasn't he?
He was pretty good.
Yeah. So who's your... Did you say your parents' name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you get them? All right. So what's playing the rest of the summer?
practice.
That's right.
A little practicing.
You got to keep practicing, don't we?
That's what makes you better.
You go swimming ever?
Oh, yeah.
Where at?
Grandma's.
Do you ever invite me and Harold out to go swimming or not? How come we don't get to go swimming?
Oh.
Huh? You going to invite us sometime?
No. Going to give us a call. We'll come out and swim with you.
You got a trophy?
Yeah.
Is this your first trophy you ever won?
Mm-hmm.
You happy?
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. You did good today, okay? Keep working at it.
You did good.
All right. Thanks for coming over and talking to us.
Welcome.
All right.
All right, buddy.
That is Mr. Winning. Well, he's a good-looking young guy, too.
Good-looking kid, yep.
Spencey's back on. We want to thank everybody, all of our sponsors, for letting us bring you the...
Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Good job, Tony.
See you, Tony.
The finals? Fee?
5-4. Great finals again, Bobby.
It was a great final.
They just get better every year.
I know. It's awesome stuff. But I don't know, Spencey, so we'll wrap it up here.
Yep.
Good job, bud. What's left for the summer? Are you done for the summer?
Well, I keep thinking I am, then something else comes up, so we'll see how it goes.
Never know.
There's always something coming up, and we're anytime anybody has something that you think we ought to be covering, we're happy to do it. It's a whole reason we do it is to promote the town, the businesses, the kids, the sports, the school.
Absolutely.
So we're open to anything and everything. So. And we do appreciate all the sponsors that make all this stuff happen.
Yep.
It doesn't work unless we have the sponsors, and they're important to us, and it's important to them that that people know that they are supporting all of this.
Yep. And my guess is this will probably be listened to a lot in the archives.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, they like it.
We probably had 10 people listening live and 10,000 plays in the archives. Every one of these kids is, traditionally, the kids go back and listen time after time because you guys do a really good job of helping promote those kids. Yep. And it's just great that you guys take your time to.
Fee, good job tonight, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I wanted to say, as park board members, me and Bobby want to thank the Friso. They do a great job out here with this little league, and they take care of our boys and girls programs, and they do a great job. And it's we don't have to worry about anything.
I agree with
it's
you
100%.
Always handled. Good job. Good call, Fee.
Yep.
Once again, for my good friend here in Philly, I'm Bob Stoller, and Spencey on the board.
See you next year.
We'll see you next year. The finals of Major League Baseball, Fort Recovery style.
Yep.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening.